10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right, we are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. And before we get started on this motherfucking episode, I want to give a shout out to DJ Hog Ahead, official New Orleans bounce mix from him. Y'all, so I don't know if y'all know, but I am a mix DJ type of person, and I love a good New Orleans bounce music. My family is rooted from the Tudit. No, I'm just kidding. Is rooted from the New Orleans area. So, like, I just feel like it's embedded in me. It comes from generations of generations. But y'all know I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. So, yeah. So it just means a lot to me. If there was anywhere in the world that I would move, it would probably be, well, anywhere in the United States, it would probably be New Orleans. No tea, no shade to any other city or state, but yeah, because I've already lived in all the other cities and states that I wanted to live in. But we just about to get up in this, and before I start this episode, you already know I want to give thanks. Thank you to all the people that have tapped in, that's listening to this week's episode of Hear Me Out, hosted by me. Because without y'all, this ain't possible. But yeah, you already know how I like to start this episode off. I always like to give thanks and praise to the good man above and start off with our highs and lows. And then we're going to cut some people out and then we're going to get into some things. So first and foremost, we're going to start off with a little bit of high, a little bit of low. And from the last time I've been on the mic, I've been good. I've been decent. It hasn't been the best, but it hasn't been the worst. I'm just making waves, you know, just making it do what it do. 2024... as of today, it's election year. And y'all know how I feel about election year. Election year is always going to get crazy. It's going to be some shootings. It's going to be some fights. It's going to be a little bit of this. It's going to be a little bit of that. Because I do feel the government is distracting us from what the real problem is. And the real problem is figuring out who's about to run this motherfucking country. But, you know, I don't make the news. I just report it and I just say my opinion. But that's a different topic for a different day. But I'm good. I'm just maintaining. I'm pretty sure within like the next 2 years, that this will be my last time in this country. Because I cannot deal with the United States of fucking America. Like, it is so fucking ghetto out here. Like, rent is skyrocket. Food is expensive. We got laws for every motherfucking thing. We about to ban TikTok. I mean, goddamn, we can't even live a progressive life. And I only live in Atlanta. I can only imagine what the rest of the world is going through. But yeah, the United States of America is very much ghetto. 0 stars on Yelp. Google, do not recommend. And I want out. You can have the citizenship. Yeah, if people or if the people want to find me, I'll contact y'all. You know how they say in job interviews, don't contact me, I'll contact you. And yeah, I just don't want to be here no more. It's very much so. I've seen a lot of shootings. Y'all niggas was showing y'all asses on St. Patty's Day, fighting at these Irish bars and shit like that. It's giving me, where are the aliens? Very much so, because when y'all come and attack, it's, you know what I really want to happen? It's like iRobot. Like, once it's dark, no, because y'all was fighting during the daylight, so that don't even matter. I'm just over it. I'm just over America. I'm just over the government system. I'm over schools. I'm over student loans. I'm over bills. I'm over rent. I'm just over everything. Literally, everybody around my age is probably just swimming the waves just to make it a little bit better for themselves. If not for themselves, for the people behind them. And it's only so much that we can stay so positive in this goddamn world of ours. Well, country of ours, to just wish the best for the next, and we're not even doing shit. Like, it's, you know, you could be making $100,000 and still depressed and still hate this world and still hate this country. Why are all these white people still in office? They're about to die. But then they want to have laws and legas. Ooh, y'all know I can't pronounce words. they want to have all these laws and things for the younger generation to get in office. But y'all about to die. I'm not saying that these young people about to die, but they got a longer life to live than you. You've been on this earth 89 years and you still trying to make different type of rules. Just let it be known, America is a racist-ass country and they don't want us to progress. That's it, and that is all. But what's going on, y'all? Join the conversation. Whew, y'all. Oh, America got me stressed out. I hate every 4 years. It's election year. Ooh, but let me tell you something. I've been doing my job and trying to figure out who the fuck I'm about to vote for. And I'm talking from the bottom all the way to the top. No Drake, though. But I'm also trying to figure a way out. Years ago, I knew I should have just married that Brazilian. I could have been in Brazil right now living my best life. I'm not saying Brazil is better than America. But what I am saying, I ain't got to deal with this shit. You know, I should have just signed the papers. And just, I could have been a free man and still continue to live the life that I'm doing. Lord, take me back, please. I see what you did for others. And I also see what you're about to do for me. Anyway, my low this last week is, I don't know what my low is. I had a pretty good week. No, I know what my low is. I ain't really set enough time to get my whole office together. I still got old pictures hanging up, hanging down. They this on the floor and around. But the thing about that is, long story short, I have a really big problem on getting comfortable in a space. And that just comes from living in the past when I was with this one particular guy. We always moved. We always moved houses. We always moved cities. We always moved states. And like I personally, let me not speak for him, but I just never got comfortable. The only time that I was comfortable was in DC. And y'all hear me claim DC a lot because DC is where I claim home from. DC is home, dear to my heart. I made a lot of good choices. I had a really good career path. I've met a lot of amazing people that I'm still in contact with today. We don't talk every day, but you know, I see that they're doing well and living well. Living better now. Drop top your man. I'm the man, girlfriend. But yeah, I really miss DC because everything after DC was not a blur, but it was a lesson learned. I lived, I moved, I discovered, and I hurt. Like, but I'm really trying to make Atlanta home. But it is something that is me just not getting over that hurdle. I just keep hitting it. I keep falling. We fall down and we get up. Get back up again. But yeah, Atlanta's been very hard for me to make home. And I am still trying to figure out why. I got a good doctor. I got a good therapist. I got a good dentist. I got a good vision doctor. I got a good career. I live in a good, nice space in the city. I got a nice car. I got all these things that line up to my goals and aspirations that I want for myself. But Atlanta has been the hardest city where I want to make home. And I just don't know why. And I've dissected in therapy. And the answer or the energy is just not coming to me. I just don't know why. I really don't know why. And it's a struggle. It's very much so a struggle for me. But we're gonna get over that hurdle sooner than later. I don't know, because I seen what the Lord did for others, and I see what He can do for me. But yeah. Whew, that was a testimony. My bad, y'all. I'm going down a rabbit hole. But yeah. Also, you already know what I like to do on Hear Me Out podcast. We gonna get into some shit. We about to rant. And if you're new to this, be true to this. But ranting is a segment where I just like to talk shit about things that have been irritating me over the week outside of America and what I just ranted on. But first things first, on the docket, mentally. Miss Netta and Charles, I'm just not understanding. At first, when we met them months ago, it was cute, it was funny, it was a this, it was a that, it was a little viral moment. Cool, got it. Let's take it away. But Miss Netta and Charles, it's just the whole like viral thing is very irritating to me. Because if I was in a trailer, if I was in, I don't know where the fuck they are. I'm going to just say Alabama. Let me not do that to Alabama. But if I was in the trailer, if I didn't have this, if I didn't have that, I would not be getting no BBLs. I would not be getting no six pack with titties. I would not be doing this. I would not be doing that. I would not be doing or the third. What I will be doing is stacking my money on all these people that are watching me nationwide, putting all that money up and investing it and making money on top of my money to better myself so I can get the house, so I can do that. I would also probably make another single, because what the fuck is going on here? Why are y'all getting BBLs? Why are y'all getting six packs? Why do you have a six pack with titties? It's just not making sense to me. And I understand I ain't never been viral. And it's not on my bucket list to go viral. If I go viral, okay, but like, I'm not looking forward. But if I go viral and I can make all this money around the country where people are watching me, one thing for sure and two things for certain, I'm about to monopolize on that. Because what? A BBL? And this is where social media has went wrong when it comes to social media and lives and TikToks and Instagrams and X/Twitter and Facebook, and we gotta record everything and this, that, and the third. Cause baby, what did Nene say? Cause I was at the bank cashing my checks, Trump checks. I'm not worried about these people. And they might be doing it from themselves. I don't know. It ain't my business, ain't my problem, ain't my this, ain't my that. But what I'm saying is, we got to do better as a Black community. When we get a lot of money, and I'm speaking from experience, but I'm also speaking from professionalism. I see a lot of money come through my office. I work in the financial world. I see a lot of money come through in my office from Black folks, from African Americans, and they just don't know what they do. They don't know what to do. They know what they're doing. They just don't know what to do. Oh, I got an accident. I got a $100,000 check, but just keep it in the checking account. Hair, nails, this, that, new car. We going to Miami. We going to LA. We doing this, that, and the third. I'm not saying don't treat yourself. That's not what I'm saying. I need you to take a chunk of that and put it in some type of investments. And I'm not even talking about stocks. Just put it in a locked savings account, a CD, a money market, a this, a that. Buy a house, pay your car off, pay off all your debt. Do all this shit to better yourself so when this money is gone, you are living a better life. That's all I'm saying. But you know what? I'm just doing the Lord's work. I'm just doing the Lord's work. And whatever comes to my office and whatever I see, all I can do is just wish the best for them. Because it ain't my money. That's it. That's all. And it's very sad to see. And again, I'm not belittling anyone. I just want people to see how much of an impact we're not making when we have a large sum of money. You can be bettering yourself off to do better, but you rather live in the moment to impress these niggas around you. It's cool in the moment, but when you're going viral and 6 months down the road, I give it till it's March, April, May. June is Pride Month, so I'll give them till that. And this is me being nice, like July 1st. In July, we won't hear nothing about Miss Netta or Miss Charles or Mr. Charles or whatever the fuck he want to be called. Charles, your lunch is ready. July 1st, we won't hear anything about them. They might do a little bit of Pride pop-ups in May, D.C., Atlanta, Miami, woo-dee-woo-woo. And then right around the corner is Pride Month, so they still might keep that momentum up. But baby, from July to August, you got a whole 60 days to figure out that. Because after September, it'd be a whole year. And I'm not really checking for y'all. Y'all know how being viral goes. One minute you're here, next minute you're out. And that is a quote from Tyra fucking Banks. Next topic. Another thing that's been irritating me this last week is niggas not respecting your space. And it's baffling to me that one individual can call you multiple times and you don't answer, but they don't get the nonverbal clues. I feel like I talked about this. I feel like it's valid. And I feel like these niggas are crazy. Because why are you calling me multiple times and we not really good girlfriends, we not good friends, we not a good this, and we not a good that. Why are you calling me over and over? It's Sunday. Everybody in my phone, there are a particular few that I would answer for that on a Sunday. But Sundays are my reset and relax day. Now, don't get me wrong. Summer is coming up. I'm just saying, summer might be a little different. But don't call me over and over. Bitch, we outside tonight. Yeah, and going to work hungover. But I'm still on time because I'm about to get this money. So what's up? And after 8 p.m., maybe 9 o'clock, if I'm having a good time, I'm drinking water, Gatorade, espressos, whatever the case may be. No, not espresso, because the bitch, then I'm really going to be up and I'm going to crash at work. But y'all get what I'm saying. But like, y'all got to stop calling people on Sundays. I grew up on Sundays where we wake up, it's R&B. Most of y'all might have woke up on Saturdays, but my mama, no, it's Sunday. We woke up with R&B. She already had the mop ready. She already had the lawnmower out for me, outside, ready, gas, all that, garbage cans, rakes. She wasn't playing that. When I woke up, she said, and when you come downstairs, make sure you bring your dirty clothes too. Because not only are the kids working, she's working too. So let's get ready for the next day. Uh-huh. So, Marco, take your ass outside. Let's get this grass cut. Let's sweep it. Or rake the leaves. Let's cut the grass. Let's sweep it. Put the grass in the trash can and take it to the curb. Because Monday morning, you need to be up and ready for school. And on Sundays, we were in bed by 8:30. Reset and relax. Now, we're in 2024. So my reset and my relax is a little bit different. just a little bit different. You know, I ain't got no lawn to cut, you know. I ain't got no leaves to rake. And that's okay. But before I go out on a Sunday, baby, let me tell you something that is laid out, pressed, ironed, clean, ready to go. Work clothes. Right there at my closet. Blazer, done. Pants, pressed. Shirt, ironed. Coffee cup on the counter. Because if I have to wake up, if I have to wake up in a rush on a Monday morning when I know I gotta be at work because I was partying at night, I know what to do. Boom, 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 boom. And when I come home from the day party, when I come home from a night out on a Sunday, I immediately jump in the shower. So that's one less thing that I have to do. I'm still progressing in life. I'm still doing what I need to do. It's called adulting. My work bag is slightly close to the door. I don't keep things close to the door because, you know, nigga steal. I live in Atlanta. You know, if somebody want to rob me when I'm, you know, it might be a little different story. But, you know, everything is boom, 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 boom. It's like a whole, it's like a little Kim moment. You're like, ah, 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 ah. Like, you're just doing one and two and three and steps to ride. You know, it just all works. But yeah, don't call me on Sunday. I got a whole plan. You know, you have to book me as a friend like 3 weeks in a 3 weeks in advance. Me and my homegirl, it's March. We've been outside since January and we've been doing a great job and I got to commend her. Like, hey, friend, so we going to this event? Let us both check the budget. Let's see if it's good. Let's see if it's going to work for our schedule. Oh, friend, I can't do that, but I'm still available this weekend. Maybe let's do a little picnic in the walk. I mean, a picnic in the walk. A walk in the park. You know, let's just see, you know. You know, and if it works for both of our energies, both of our schedules and things like that, we can go forward with it. You know, and what I decide after that is just my decision. And it's cool. It's cool. I respect friends that plan things. I have learned to discover that I hate last minute plans. And let me say this with a grain of salt. I had to pause because I want y'all to know how serious I am. I forgot what I was about to say. Damn, a grain of salt. Let's bet. Is your freaking anywhere yet? Scheduling things like that. Listen, I might pass out. Because if you got me out all day, there is a moment in time where I'm telling you, no, I don't need to eat. No, I don't need no water and things like that. But on a Sunday? On a Sunday? Respect me so I can respect myself. Get me some water. Pull me to the side and say, hey, the party's over. Whether it's 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Because I like, you know, in Atlanta we brunch. It ain't nothing like no DC brunch, but in Atlanta we brunch. You know, as long as everything is pressed, laid out, and a little ding, 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 we good over here. But let me know 3 weeks prior, please. That is all I'm asking. And stop calling me last minute on a Sunday. Now, if I'm already out, I might invite you, depending on what type of energy. Depending on what type of energy that you're giving me, I might invite you, you know? I might tell your friends to get with my friends so we can be friends, you know? And it just might be that, you know, follow me on the gram. You know, I'm a little of this, I'm a little of that, but I'm inconsistent during the week, baby. Catch me on the weekends. And most people that know me, I'm outside a Thursday to Saturday, definitely. Sometimes Wednesday if you really want to catch me on the right night. That's all I'm saying. Sunday if you really want to catch me on the right night. You just got to take your chances. You know, in life, you just have to take your chances. Sometimes you win some. Sometimes you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. And anybody that can tell me what movie that is from, I was going to say, I'll give you $100, but I know my black ass ain't about to do that. It's a recession, but I'll give you something. Yeah, I think that's all that's been irritating me the last week. Because these people, what? The phone is on do not disturb. But look, if you're listening, and if you don't know, but now you know, take a moment. I'm Marco the Prince. You can also follow my other podcast, Open Relationship Podcast, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can find a podcast. Tap in with me and the gents where we talk our shit and tell all our business. That's all I'm saying. So, down. We're about to get down to business. Let me take a little sip. What I really came on here to talk about tonight is consistency. As most of y'all know, I live in Atlanta. And like, for me, consistency has been very hard. So I go to all these events. So let's back it up. We're going to take it back to the 99s and the 2000s. So I go to all these events. I get all these videos. I get all these pictures. I have the time to make all these reels, all these posts, all these stories. However, I feel like I'm living in my experience era. What I'm going through right now, I don't want to display to the whole internet. The whole internet does not need to know what the fuck I'm doing, who I'm with, where I'm at, and how I look. Which is good. It's good for my mental. But it's bad for the following that I have. And I don't really know how to, like, divide it up. Maybe I should just start lying on the socials. Like, skip a few events for, like, a whole month. I don't know if that's going to happen, but for, like, a whole month, skip an event and just use a lot of old videos and make a reel and just act like I was there. I know a lot of people do that. But I like to live in my truth. I like to live in my moment. I like to experience the moments that I want, especially if they're genuine. I've been to First Friday, March, April. We're not even in April, Marco. January, February, and March. And I have not posted one video of First Friday. I've been to tons of events from January to March. And I have not posted any reels, any this, any that. And I know it's easy. I know people are just like, oh, just find the template on Cut App and just post. And if you like it, this, that, and the third. Thing about me and my posting, I like to make sure that I like the video that's being displayed to the audience that is following me. It might be a little bit easier to people, but it's not easy to me. Again, with this podcast, Hear Me Out podcast on all streaming platforms, it might be good. It might be bad. But I'm still trying to find the consistency when it comes to posting and doing this, that, or the third. I know I live a lit-ass life. I got tons of videos and pictures and all that shit to prove it. But me personally, I'm not here to prove anything. If you catch the wave, you catch the wave. If you don't catch the wave, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Because I'm always going to be me doing what I got to do. People think that I'm sitting on top of the world. And I really struggle with that. But I really want to encourage other creators, other individuals, other people. Do what you're doing. You're going to find your market. And I want to find mine. I've been to a lot of social media events where they are talking about posting, and doing this and doing that. But I don't want to feel like I'm competing with the outside community. Because maybe I'm always inside. How you going to argue outside from the club? You can't even get in. But for real, it's just been a struggle lately, and I'm really trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a when, a where, a time, and I realize scheduling does not work for me. I know you see it. I know, like, every week, for open relationship podcasts, I have to be there at a certain time and I got to talk about a certain topic and then it's done. I wish it was that easy in my personal life, because how open relationship podcast works, I think of it as a business, and I do think of my Instagram and my posts as a business, but I think of my personal Instagram as a personality, you know, very much so like Beyonce. She posts when she wants to post. She does what she wants to do and do this, that, and the third, because it's more likable. I feel like when I'm always in the feed, I feel like when I'm lost in the feed, I get mixed in with everybody else that's trying to do the same thing. Which is cool for those people. It's a problem when I do it. But for me, I like to be that one person that you're scrolling. You're like, wait, I haven't seen this person in a long time. Tap, 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 tap. Let me go to his profile. Let me do this. Let me do that. And let me just see what he got going on. That's how I like to operate. If y'all don't know, I'm a Cancer, Virgo, Virgo. If y'all don't know what that means, that wasn't for y'all. But if you know what it means, you know what it means. And I'm very much so like emotionally a Cancer, but like creativity and thought process, I'm a Virgo. And I love thinking like that, but I also hate it because people, my peers, individuals always tell me that I have more to offer than what I'm presenting. I'm not about to cry on the internet. No, ma'am, no, sir, not me. I'm not about to cry on no internet. The internet? Cry? Baby, you'll be lucky that I cry in private with you. But I'm gonna cry. I normally cry in the shower. Because I also feel like I'm not crying. I feel like the emotions are escaping my body. But tears are water. Water is hitting my face. And then tears are running down. But it's not. Tears are running down and I'm feeling my emotions. You know, if I don't know if that makes sense, but it must be a Cancer thing. I gotta get better. But I also feel like being true to myself, like being a creative is like, I hate to say this, but it's on my heart. It's like a goal and a dream, which I am being creative, so I'm living my dream now. But I mean longevity, like just showing up to the studio and just the producer hit and record and I just talk. That is a dream. And I'm not saying like dreams don't come true. I gotta focus on professionalism over here. Because these the niggas that pay my bills. Maybe I'm not doing too much in the creative world to make my dreams come true. You see what I did there? Read myself. But I know it's going to work. I know it's something in my life that's blocking me from that blessing. And right now, I'm trying to figure that out. And it's hard. It's been hard. As I mentioned before, Atlanta is a beast. Professionally, creatively, socially, financially, physically, everything in Atlanta is a beast. You literally got to come to Atlanta and be that person for whatever community you identify for. Whether it's black and gay, whether you're black and straight, whether you're female and straight, whether you're female, black, and straight, Atlanta is a beast. And I didn't know any of this. A lot of people told me that Atlanta was a beast. But I never realized how much it was a beast until I moved here. When I first moved here, I had it going. I did the typical story that everybody did. Oh, I had a roommate. I lived with somebody. I did this. I did that. And now I'm on my own. I'm just like, baby, where is everything coming from? But we're going to make it work. I'm all stuttering. When I stutter, that's how you know I'm nervous, but I'm also being passionate about what I'm saying. But we're going to make it work. We always gonna make it work over here. I don't know if y'all know, but y'all can hear it on This Is Hear Me Out. I've been homeless before. I've been batshit homeless. I've been to the bottom of the barrel where I literally slept in the Greyhound station with three U-Haul boxes. And everybody on my phone, everybody around me, all the coworkers, all this, all that, said no. I asked for $20, I asked for this, I asked for that, and everybody said no. So I had to make a way. But ever since that moment when I got that yes, I promised myself, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to where I was, because you don't know where you're going until you know where you've been. And I've been there. It's not a fun sight. I pray for anybody that has been there, and I pray that you overcome that sight for you. You're going to get through this. You are. I think I tell a lot of my information on this internet here, and that's the scary part. I think it's the scary, but I also think that it's the beneficial part, because I also don't know who is listening, who's watching, who has experienced this, or anything like that. But for me, just turning on the mic and just letting it all out, it's very scary. Within myself, not because of the public eye, but for myself, because I've always been that person within the school. Like, let's take it back to like high school, middle school, elementary. I've always been that popular kid that don't say nothing. You know, I've always been that popular kid that did everything right. I was in the Black National Honor Society. I ran track. I was student vice president. I was on honor roll. I graduated top of my class. Excuse me, I'm stuttering because I'm nervous now. Because I feel like I am telling too much, but whatever. I've did this. When I was in high school, I was in magazines across the nation and did all this. And then once I hit like 21, I was like, oh, I don't want to be a star. I'm going to shy out. I'm just going to live my life. I just want to be in love. I want to be married. I just want to live this good life, which is good. But I also realized that I have a story to tell. I have pinpoints. And let me tell y'all something before, for those that are listening. The only thing in life is my goal is to leave my legacy behind. I want my friends. I want my family. I hate to call people fans. My internet friends, people that have known me through social media and things like that, to be able to tap back into my social media, my podcast, and everything that I said to remember me. That's all I want. I don't care about being president. I don't care about owning. I mean, I do care about owning a home, but what I'm saying is bigger than all the materialistic things. What I want life after death is people to hear my voice when I'm gone. I want to inspire people. I want to push people. And I want to be that voice in your head that turns that thought around, like, oh, I can do this. I did do that, but I want to do that again. I want to be the better version of myself. That is my only goal in life. I know people got goals to be Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Rihanna and have a wife, a kid, a white picket fence and shit. All that is cute. Don't get me wrong. I've been engaged twice. I never made it to the altar. But everybody around me, why aren't you married yet? Because it wasn't the right person. But I truly believe the right person is on their way to me. I'm not looking for the right person. The right person is looking for me. And I just have to make that decision for myself. Because I am the prize. I am. I've been through a lot of shit. I'm healed, but I've been emotionally damaged and shit like that. But I know when it's my time to do all that other shit on the left side of the field, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. And everything from then, or everything from there, is going to take off. Not because I want it, but because I deserve it. Not because I want it, but because I deserve it. I've been through a lot of shit. We're about to go off topic, but I'm about to go here. I planned 2 fucking weddings. 2. 2 fucking weddings. And I want y'all to know something. Planning a birthday. Planning a podcast live. Planning a showcase. Planning your mother's retirement. I'm not taking any of those off the table, but planning a wedding, literally sitting in your room, in your bathroom, in your office, in your car, walking the mall to decide who is going to come celebrate your life, your next life, your next chapter of life. At that moment in time. It's an emotional wreck. I had fun doing it. I'm not taking the experience away. I had 2 niggas tell me, I want you to plan everything. And that should have been a red flag. And again, these men are amazing. They are strong individuals for themselves, for their family, and everything. They are just not strong enough for me. I planned 2 weddings with, and when I tell you this, it becomes a little bit more deeper. One of them was very family oriented, where he was the head of the family, not the household, head of the family. His nieces, his uncles, his sisters, his brothers, his dad, his grandmother, all that looked up to him for everything. He was going for his PhD. I don't know what the hell he's doing now. And then he told me to plan everything. And I did. Next guy. Or we broke up, whatever the case may be. Next guy. Head of the household. Got kids. Strong family-oriented man. This, that, and the third. Everybody look up to him to just be the ideal person. And then I had to turn the mirror around and be like, you know what your problem is? You are the person that you're dating. I'm head of the household. My nieces, my nephews, my mother, rest in peace, my grandmother. But I know she's shining down on me. I'll be the first person in my family to be married. And to do it alone should have been a red flag. But I didn't realize that until after I sent the invites out. And years later, this is years, well, not years. Well, no, it was years ago. 4+ years ago. I just realized I made the wrong decision. And as much as I desire to be married, potentially have a family, and I say potentially because I've always never wanted kids because I got my nieces and nephews and things like that, and I got dogs. Not taking that away from kids, but I just gotta, you know, it's called balance over here. I don't want to put too much on my plate. I just made the wrong mistake, and it's okay to own that and know that those two individuals are great. Granted, but it just comes to a point where you're just like, I feel like I'm in my, like, my strong dating era, where it comes to the point, like, am I doing this for you, or if I'm doing this for me, and or if I'm doing this for us. And neither one of those answers are wrong until you know. But where I am, I want to do it for us. Nobody loves me like you do. But I just feel like I just jumped the, me personally. I'm not speaking for anybody else. I did it because that's what I wanted. Let's rewind. My bad. I did it because they wanted it. But they did it because I wanted it. But they didn't know how my vision was or is or what's is going to be. And that's the reality of it. It is what it is, y'all. We all got a story to tell. And that, I feel like I shared a lot of information. And now I'm getting shy because I'm drinking. But yeah. That was deep. Thank y'all. Now I'm a little shy. Now I'm about to, y'all know I'm a Cancer. If y'all don't know I'm a Cancer, I shared a lot of information on my personal life in this live. So I'm about to be a crab and crawl back into my personal life and do what I normally do. If y'all want more of me, if y'all liked what I talked about, y'all can go to Hear Me Out podcast on Apple, Spotify, this, that, and the third. And let me tell y'all something before I hit the X button. So Hear Me Out podcast is a podcast that I've hosted since 2019, where I just share all of my life to people who are listening. I don't really do this live stuff because I get a little shy and my thoughts get a little contrude up here. But look, the thing about Open Relationship Podcast is what I want you to do. I want you to go to whatever platform you use to use music or listen to podcasts. Type in Hear Me Out Podcast. You're going to see Marco the Prince. Scroll through the whole decks. Whatever title draws your attention, hit play. Hit play and just listen to it. And just go from there. Whether it's up, down, and around, random, or whatever the case may be. Because the thing about my podcast, I never have any structure. I have a format, but I don't have no structure. For people that write, that do this, that do that, what I'm saying is that I have no notes. I might have a topic that I want to talk about, but from the topic, everything else is just from my brain. So that's what that would be my, do that for me. That's all I want you to do. Go to Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, Podstream. It's not on YouTube. But we're going to get on YouTube, actually, because I got to get a little bit more comfortable doing this. And I don't know if I really need to get a little bit more comfortable doing this. I think that's just the social media telling me that I need to, but I personally don't feel like I need to. But we'll see. Who knows? I don't know. My office ain't even done. Y'all see a picture is missing from here and shit. But and the blinds is open. Like, I don't really care tonight. But yeah, do that for me. Check out Open Relationship Podcast on YouTube, where you can visually see me. You can join the topic. You can be the fifth. You can be the fifth person in our seat to join the conversation. And again, thank y'all for tuning in. And I think I'm about to get some sleep because I got work in the morning. So thank y'all. And I'll see y'all next time.